V'ez Hashem, we're learning Peleoitz in Oiz Beis, finishing up with the topic of Bechiya, Shin 183, where there's a very regular, common, I'll say normal type of Bechiya, which we really didn't talk about too much. That is Bechiya over the mace. We touched about a little on this topic, but now we're the Peleoitz spending a few paragraphs on this. I'll say more of it outside, where of course, the norm is, if there's a mace loyaleinu, even the person lived many years, a full life, what we call, al chas kama kama shmorso loyaleinu, we shouldn't hear of the tragedies of a young child, rachman l'tzlan. And of course, it's roi livkois. We say the word "esroy livkoyt." It's appropriate to cry, not just appropriate. Who could not cry? Who would not cry? But we had to take out from this, says the Peleoitz, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the emes dikat din, and of course the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. It's a very difficult reality, which once again we should not have to relate to it. We should only have simchas in our lives. Having said that, it's a hard topic, but we have to matzdik as adin, tziduk adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what he's doing. And he discusses about a zokin muflog mamish, a man way into his 90s. It was like a year ago, the Rosh Yeshiva Panovich was nifter of Gershon Edelstein at the age of 100. There's a video. He gave a shiur from his hospital bed. And he wrote down Meir Mekoymes, he wrote down sources for the next day's shiur. For the shiur he's going to give the next day. And he gave that shiur in Shemayim. He was asked to come back up to Shemayim. They wanted his holy neshama. And of course, a person has mitzvah. If you have pain for the loss of a tzaddik, for the loss of a zakein, and there's a mistake that creeps into our mind. There's a mistake. And he addresses this mistake. And the mistake is people think, well, you lived a full life. If you lived a full life, 100 years old, or who lives to 100, who's thinking about giving a Gemara shir at the age of 100, mamish lying in the hospital bed and writing down the Meir Mekoymes for the next day's shir? Who could do something like this? Have a clarity of the mind at the age of 100. So one might say, oh, wow, Baruch Hashem, you had a full life. What's the cry about? The Peleoitz says it's the total opposite. He technically could have lived longer. Why not? Same way he lived to 100. He could have lived to 101, 102, 110. Rav Kaduri lived to 107 not too long ago. Rav Yitzchak Kaduri. Zechren Levracha. The Peleoitz tells us that many times sheyesh litlois shemeis koidim zmanoi ba'avoin hador ba'avoin hador, because of the averos of the generation. He says, you know why sometimes it happens? But we don't know the cheshen of Hashem, but sometimes it happens because of the averos of the generation. The Yaris Devash, Rabbi Yisrael Eibishitz, he writes in the Hagdama to a Sefer, it's brought down. Strong words. I remember I said this many years ago, and people looked at me like I'm crazy. Then I told them the source of this. You can't argue with the Yaris Devash. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yaleinu should never happen. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away our tzaddikim, our manhigim, the leaders of the generation, Because we don't daven with proper kavana. Because we don't daven proper kavana. You see how serious this is? We're not even talking about, we're not discussing, talking during davening. We're not even having that conversation. And I want to ask Mechila, and I'm not making a joke, for even raising such a possibility of talking during davening. Those words should hurt a person's ears. What does it mean? What does it mean? You talk during davening? What does that mean? How could that even be fathomable? But unfortunately, in certain places, certain times, it's like a norm. We're not even discussing that. We're discussing people who are davening. Baruch Hashem, they're not talking. But because it's without kavana, the Yaris Devash, Yabir Snaivish, as he writes this in the Sefer, Yaris Devash and Akdoma, he rings down, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want my tzaddikim back.
Because of the veira of the generation. The Shechina is in pain when a Rasha dies. How much more so when the Tzaddik dies? How much more so when the Tzaddik dies? Kozois v'kozois concludes the Pelioites on this topic of Bechiyum. Hachai yitein aliboy, based on the Pasuk in Koheles, Shlomo Melech tells us that live, the living person, Hachai yitein aliboy, lispoid, to eulogize Litzara for the tragedy of Lekoisa Bechiyum, Shema Moshus. These are strong words and a heavy topic. It's a heavy topic. He says we have to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the aveiros we might have done and the tsar shechina we might have caused. Does a person ever think, you know, sometimes the topics we don't think about so much. Does a person ever think, you know, sometimes we might have insulted somebody. Okay, so we want to ask Mechila. Many times you ask Mechila and the person says, I don't know what you're talking about. Don't worry about it. Does a person ever think, have I caused pain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Have my actions caused pain to Hashem? Well, let's think about it. If I'm not doing the mitzvahs properly, and a person's doing aveiros, Rachman Litzlan, he causes tzar shechina. He causes pain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person cries, a real cry, an emistic cry, this crying takes away that tsar, the pain, because Hashem sees he's doing tshuva. He concludes over here with the famous words, which we never have to hear, by Lovayo, Moch Hashem Dima Mi'al Kolpanim. Hashem wipes away the tears, Mi'al Kolpanim. Sosin v'simcha nasig v'nosu yogun v'anocha v'yisa harvocha. We should only have simchas. We should appreciate this art, as our Milu Zatzal, as we mentioned last week, told us, this art, this lost art of Bechiyah, we should utilize it properly. We should only have only Simchas. Amen.